presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Shanghai Lil ordered Jacques Labat to spread eagle the Reverend Thomas, a fiendish method of torture by which the victim is tied to four stakes in such a manner that his arms and legs are spread to the greatest possible distance, and he is left to be burned by the merciless rays of the sun. When the Reverend Chalmers had been placed in this cruel position, the Batwoman came to taunt him and assured him that she had only begun to get her revenge. In the meantime, one of the sentries posted by Shanghai Lil spied Jungle Jim, Lynn Chalmers, and Polo. With one shot, Jim dropped him out of the tree. At that moment, the throbbing drums started telegraphing the news of their arrival. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Now we continue the story. Jim, Polo, and Lynn stand listening to the tom-tom.
Listen, those throbbing tom-toms are telegraphing our arrival, all right.
We've been discovered.
Yes, Missy. We all came clean.
But she is so interested in us that the news would be seen at the moment of the sighting.
Probably the fat woman.
You're right, Juan Jim. Fat woman.
Fat woman? What are you talking about, Jim?
Well, you see, Lynn, Polo tells me that the instigator of this new jungle religion is a woman who wears a bat costume when she conducts a weird voodoo ceremony. He doesn't know who she is or what she looks like when she's not in a bat costume.
Oh, then she's the person God is looking for.
She is the person your father has found by this time, probably.
Oh, then let's hurry and rescue him.
Oh, don't be too impatient, Lynn. I know how anxious you are to get to him, but we mustn't proceed too rapidly.
We can't proceed too rapidly from me.
Yes, I know, Lynn. But we're not in Burawani or Singapore with a law behind us. We're in the jungle where there is no law, and it's every man for himself.
I'm sorry, Jim. I'm such an impetuous fool about the jungle. But the fact that we haven't caught up to Dad makes me terribly upset. I'll try to keep calm. What are we to do now?
Well, we'd better proceed cautiously. We're in enemy territory, and there may be traps spread for us everywhere.
You're right, Juan Jim. We must watch out long here.
Polo knows this country pretty well, don't you, Polo?
Yes, he's one. Polo knows.
Do you know where the fat woman is hiding, Polo?
No, Missy. Bat woman, no been here long. No have been able to look for Bat woman's camp.
But you think we're headed for it?
Yes, Missy. This must be place where Bat woman lives.
How did you know that, Jim?
How do you know, Polo?
Look. Gun this fella shoot at you, Juan Jim. Nobody but boys of Batwoman have done or seen this.
Sure about that, Polo?
Me sure, Juan. Boys tell Polo about look machine. Here.
Oh, you mean a telescopic sight.
So what?
These barrels fastened to the rifle here, Lynn. They make it possible for a person to get a line on a target almost, well, a mile away. Polo's right. These aren't common down here.
Boys tell Polo, Batwoman, only one use look machine.
In that case, we're in her territory, all right.
Oh, thank heavens, we've got more of an idea of what's happened to Dad.
What makes you think we know anything new about what's happened to him, then?
Why, Polo says this is the Batwoman's territory. If it is, then we know he hasn't been captured by the Noro men. We know he hasn't been killed.
Maybe.
Why do you say that, Polo?
Batwoman very cruel. Batwoman torture, then kill.
Oh, no!
Polo, you didn't have to tell her that.
Then it's true, Jim.
Well, I'd like to be able to say it's not, Lynn, but I don't know. I've heard the same thing that Polo just told you, but let's hope it's just native imagination.
Whether it's native imagination or not, then let's go to Dad as quickly as possible.
That's just what we're going to do, Lynn. Polo, lead the way through the bush.
At the plantation house, Shanghai Lil and Jacques Labat are making their way to the hilltop on which the Reverend Chalmers lies spread eagle.
You haven't heard a sound from the parson, Labat?
No, boss. No crying, no yelling, no nothing. Thank God, that one funny thing.
He may have had a bad heart and died on it.
He has boss that one dirty trick just when we get him where we want him.
Yeah. Maybe I started things a little too rough. Maybe we should have given him the water cure for a while.
You mean let water trickle on his head while he's tied so he can move 100?
Yes.
By God, that makes him crazy like a loon, boss.
Oh, I wouldn't let that happen too soon.
You one funny fella, boss. You man after my own heart.
Well, I'll be after your heart if I ever catch you double crossing me.
No need for to worry about that, boss. Labat told you many times.
Labat, we don't know our business behind us. There's no going back now. It's sink or swim for us.
And I'm going to see to it that whichever it is, you stick right with me.
Sure thing, boss. I swear if you want, or one so beautiful like you, Jacques Labarre, do anything. Anything, boss.
Oh, shut up. Just come along with me and see what's happened to our reverend guest.
Okay, boss.
Oh, there he is. And he's not moving.
My God, I told you that fellow would die on us.
Tell me. Tell me, sit up. Answer me.
Speak up, you old dog. Oh. You like that. He's not dead yet, boss.
Oh, so he's playing possum, is he? We've got visitors, Reverend. Can't you be polite and entertaining? I want to hear you say you had enough of this. I want to hear you ask my pardon for what you did to me by sending me to prison.
I'm not stubborn. Not anything I've done to make it real.
You're stubborn, are you?
Too strong in my face. Too able to fight. A good fighter.
I'll risk your spirit yet, Dr. Tanner. Are you thirsty?
Yes. I'm looking. Your partner.
Now, boss, pour some water out of your canteen.
Boss, you're not going to give him anything to drink.
You heard what I said. Pour some water out of your canteen.
Okay, boss.
Now, give it to me. See this cup of water, Reverend? It's cool and sweet and refreshing.
Water.
Oh, no. This is for me. Ah, gee, that was wonderful. Tell me some more, Labarre.
For you, short thing, boss.
The sun is hot up here, isn't it, Robin? It chills your flesh and it dries up your mouth, doesn't it? How nice it would be to have a sip of water. Just a sip. Even one drop. Eh, Robin?
Water.
And a compliment to Labarre.
Me, boss? What for?
When you've had our guest up, you left your spectacles on him. The lenses intensify the rays of the sun and direct them into his eyes. I couldn't have thought of a better treatment myself.
To tell you the truth, boss, I just forgot to take glasses off.
Oh.
But next time I remember that, when your father gets me don't wear glasses, I put them on him. Water.
Oh, yes. Water. Here it is, Reverend. This cup is filled to the brim with it, see? Nice, cool, clear, sweet water. Well, about drink it.
Here, boss. Ah, by God, that's good, boss.
The bar says it's good, Reverend. How would you like some now?
Yes. Don't put it on there.
I'll give you all the water you want, Reverend. If you will ask my forgiveness for what you did to me.
Water.
Say you're sorry, Reverend. Ask my forgiveness. Just ask me to forgive you.
I have done nothing for which I should ask forgiveness.
You're a heroic martyr, are you?
I only did my duty to the God. You think you have to pay.
Shall I kick you again, boss?
No, Labarre. You listen to me, preacher. It's your turn to pay, and I've only started to make you pay.
Oh, come. That means they come.
Oh, shut up. I know what that means. We've got to get back to the plantation house. Here's that drink of water, Reverend. In a dirt, where you'll be before I'm through with you.
Ha, ha, ha. You like that, Padre. Boss wants you to beg for mercy, eh? I help her.
What are you going
to
do, Labarre?
I go for tea. You stop with water. Put it here, where the Padre see it every time he turns his head. That makes him hurry up.
Ah, good idea, Labarre. And when you change your mind, martyr Thomas, just yell for it. And you hadn't better wait too long.
Meanwhile, Jungle Jim, Lynn Chalmers, and Polo advance through the territory of Shanghai Lil.
You see any sign of anyone, Polo?
No, Twan Jim.
Oh, you see nothing but bush, Jim. Are you sure we're not just going around in circles?
Of course, Lynn. We're still on the trail broken by Mamba. It isn't likely he'd waste time doubling his track.
That is impossible. He could keep going for so long without seeing any signs of a camp.
Well, that's just what's happened. But we can't be far away from the Batwoman's hideout now.
Listen.
Huh? What do you hear, Polo?
Me think me hear drums.
But I don't hear anything at all.
And Polo's ear is a sharper than ours, and he hears things long before I do. And many times it's been a good thing. Polo, are you sure you hear drums?
Great ones. Yes, it's one, Jim. Me hear drums.
Good, then we're almost there. Now, Polo, you take Miss Thomas to a safe hiding place and guard her with your life.
Yes, it's one, Jim.
Oh, no, Jim. I'm going to find Dad.
I'll find him, then, and then I'll send for you. Believe me, it's best to let me go first.
But I've come all this way. Why won't you let me finish the hunt?
Because we don't know what we may be running into, Jim.
You mean Dad may be dead?
Well, you must always be prepared for the worst.
I am, Jim. I know and have known all along that I may never see Dad alive again. But I've got to be sure of what's happened to him. I can't just sit around somewhere and wait for you. I've got to know for myself, Jim. So I'm going with you.
It isn't only because of what may happen to your father that I'm insisting on Polo hiding you.
What other reason have you?
Well, if all three of us are captured, our chances of rescuing your father are gone. We'll be in the same fix here.
Oh.
Somebody must be left on the outside to effect the rescue. When all plans are laid and the situation sized up from within.
I see.
So I'm going to push on alone. You know, that woman may think her sentry killed you and Polo. And that her troubles are over when she has me in her power.
Oh, that's wonderful strategy, Jim. It's possible she'll figure it out.
Then I'll find out where they're keeping your father. Make plans for overpowering his captors, and then signal for you and Polo.
Oh, and they'll come on the run, won't we, Polo?
Yes, he will. He runs this one and your father.
Good, I knew you'd see my point. This Batwoman is no fool. She's got quite an organization of henchmen. We mustn't play all our cards at once.
You'll guard my love, if you can, Jim.
I will, then. Now, Polo?
Yes, he's right.
Wait for my signal. I won't call you until I need you. But when I do call, come as quick as you can.
Meanwhile, the Reverend Chalmers, badly burned by the tropical sun, is released by two natives and brought to the Batwoman.
Here, Mrs. Juan, Missy. Sun all send burn him plenty.
And conjures, yes. Good. I don't care if he never recovers.
By God, that padre got plenty nerve. I got four handed to him. He never screams.
I'll find a way to make him beg for mercy before I'm through with him. No man will be a clerical hero around me.
How you do that, boss? Make him squeal.
The physical torture fails. There's always his weak spot to be played on.
His daughter?
Yeah.
My God, boss.
You can use her to make him beg. Remember, Wallace, throw him in the dungeon. Then report back to me. Now, about those dumb soldiers of our approaching visitor. We must prepare a welcome for our friend, Jungle Jim.
Just what sort of a reception has the Batwoman prepared for Jungle Jim? And what other horrible experiences has she thought up to further torture the Reverend Chalmers? See in full-color action pictures the scenes you have just heard dramatized in this broadcast. In next Sunday's issue of the Comic Weekly, you will find all of the best-known characters in the picture world to entertain you. Barney Giggle, Tipsy Casper, the Katsuyama Kid, the Little King, Flash Gordon, and many, many others. There is also a new and interesting group of colored poster stamps to add to your collection. All these entertaining features to be found only in the Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And don't forget our date at the same time next week for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.